Sisu the lion was killed in July in Zimbabwe's northwestern district of Wange, Matabeleland North Province, well known for having the majestic Victoria Falls, or Mosia Tunya, as it is commonly referred to by local people. The death of the lion captured international attention, as some sections of the Zimbabwean community and London researchers had classified it as a tourist attraction and research project. The lion, which had an attractive black mane and prized for fathering several cubs as the dominant male, succumbed to his death when it was speared to death by American hunter dentist Walter Palmer, who went into hiding after it emerged that he had killed one of the most prized wild animals in Zimbabwe. However, the global attention given to Sisu left many ordinary Zimbabweans surprised, with many saying that they were not even aware that the lion was being used for research purposes and for attracting tourists. Harare resident Emma Chandigere says it was disturbing that some people mourned Sisu the lion when a human rights activist Itai Dzamara of Occupy Africa Union Square was abducted by unknown assailants about 9 months ago.
I think the hype that was created by the media on Sisu the lion was just too much, considering that the large populace in Zimbabwe didn't know about Sisu the lion. No one knew who Sisu was up until the time he died. And I think it was also unnecessary given the standpoint that there was someone who had just gone missing and disappeared, like Itai Dzamara. And the hype that was given to the lion was more than the hype that was given to Itai Dzamara, who is a human being, rather than a lion, which is a mere animal.
Chandigere says the lion's death was a wake-up call for the Zimbabwe National Parks to make citizens aware of important animals they have in the country.
The hype only came out after the death of the lion. We never knew that there was Sisu in existence before. And I really wonder what the National Parks, Zimbabwe National Parks is doing with regards to probably marketing such important, if they are of importance to Zimbabwe as a nation. Why can't they conscientize people with regards to such animals?
However, Fadai Netembwe says the majority of Zimbabweans like here do not have the luxury of visiting parks and other tourism destinations as they live from hand to mouth.
We don't even have money to go places like national parks and other tourism places since we don't have the funds.
Another Harare resident, Prosper Dube, who was born in Wange, says he was also not aware of the existence of Sisu.
I actually picked it from newspapers, online publication, but mostly I picked it from foreign publications. So by the moment I saw that noise about the Sisu the lion, that's when I started to research about it, to try and find out what really is, who was Sisu the lion and what's so special about him. And up to now, I'm still in the process of trying to figure out more about who Sisu the lion was and what was his importance and relevance.
Amos Chikuka says it was said that the local media had to pick the story from the international press. He believes that this is an indication that Zimbabwe has too many pressing issues.
Surprisingly, it became a big story, media outside Zimbabwe. While in this country, you know, it never had space. I think it could be the issue of that there's too much focus on internal issues of economy, political instability and stuff.
Remember also the president falling at Harare International Airport and when he also said Pasine ZANPF. For Ostalo Sisiba, a former University of Zimbabwe SRC president, the two events clearly reflect that the president is now old. However, for Ryan Dick, the media blew President Robert Mugabe's fall out of proportion.
President Mugabe's fall is not such a big issue. It's something that can happen to anyone. Even a young person can stumble or trip and fall. We can't blame him on Zimbabwe's bad economy because sanctions ruined everything.
Another story that captured the attention of Zimbabweans and other people worldwide was a contest for finding the country's ugliest man. Two-time reigning champion William Mashinu called for a rerun, accusing the judges of being biased towards the eventual winner, Maison Sere. Mashinu argued that Sere came fourth when he took the first prize in 2013 and asked what could he have changed since he came with the same fares. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.